Heidi and Frank show. Who's not joining us? You're in for a treat. Friend of the show, Orianthi, stopped by. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Brought friends.
We're Dante in Brooklyn with you.
Yes. We're going
to be performing in a minute, but we want to talk to you a little bit. Last time you were here, I think you were heading off to Asia to tour.
Yeah.
We were going out with Alice Cooper, right?
Yeah. You know, I was with Alice Cooper beginning of this year, and then I finished up with him. And then I've been touring around, I guess, the world, really. It's like from Korea to Australia with Richie Sambora. So we've been writing for the next record and touring around.
I heard that over in that part of the world that you guys were, I mean, arenas, like 60,000 people were coming out, and you guys were just tearing it up.
It was crazy, yeah, because we did Summer Sonic, which I played probably about 4 years ago with my band, and it's like 90,000 people.
Yeah.
And you look out, there's just like a sea, you know, and it's great energy. I mean, Japanese crowds are just wonderful. We loved it.
Do they get rowdy or do they sit there quietly?
No, they're really into it.
Yeah.
They get pretty crazy.
They get crazy.
Yeah. It is like a respect thing. So you think that they're just like, yeah.
Yeah, do they clap? So they're just always bowing to you. It's like, okay.
And then we went to a baseball match, actually. The Giants played. And we went to Tokyo Dome to see that. And they're insane. Like, they're just so loud. Like, even more so than Australians or Americans.
Louder than Australians? Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
So the place is to play. It's like going to Japan. You always look forward to that because you just know it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it.
It goes Japan, then Morongo, then Australia.
Right.
In that order, right? Yeah, you're going to be playing at the Morongo on Halloween night.
Yes.
Are you going to be a part of the festivities of Halloween? Are you going to dress up that night? Or are you going to
I don't know, because I've been celebrating Halloween for like the past 4 years with Alice. Every night.
Every single night is Halloween.
Maybe a break from it.
I don't know yet, because, you know, I love dressing up. I really do. So,
Do you go scary or do you go sexy?
I go scary. I go like cover myself in blood, you know.
Nice.
Usually, you know, capes. Actually, before I had the first Halloween I celebrated here, I was a vampire sort of thing with big white wig and blood everywhere.
Fangs.
Orianthi's hanging out with us. So, what is it in the Halloween spirit? What is it that freaks you out?
Ghosts and spiders.
What about spider ghosts?
Oh, spider ghosts are the worst.
Like, you see that spider, you're like, I don't see anything.
Yeah.
So if there was a spider crawling on the wall in this room right now, what would you do?
I would ask them to kill it immediately.
The guitar would get smashed on the wall, on the spider. Have you had any paranormal experience with a ghost that made you scared of them?
Yeah, when I was younger, I think, you know. But I think I was hallucinating. I'm pretty sure it was some stuff that was going on in my room.
In your room?
Yeah. Creep me out.
Yeah, my lady says sometimes, like, she'll wake up or be in that twilight sleep, and she said that sometimes she'll see, like, an old black guy sitting on the end of our bed.
God.
Well, like a ghost?
And I'm like, that's just Earl. And I have no idea. I was like, and then, you know, she'll focus a little bit, and then he'll disappear. So was it something like that?
No, not really. But it was just noises and stuff.
Poltergeist. The worst kind, where they make noises and stuff.
It was actually in my cupboard, my closet next to my bed. These strange noises coming from there, and just strange lights in the room, you know, that you just kind of explain where they come from.
See, that's the kind of stuff that's scarier to me than a guy with a chainsaw chasing me through the woods. Like the movie Witchboard, when they mess around with the Ouija board or whatever, which probably did as a kid. I know, like, we'd have slumber parties. Like, let's do a seance or let's get the Ouija board out. That stuff scares me more than Jason or Michael or whatever.
What scares me is someone getting into the cloud and hacking my nude photos and putting them out everywhere.
Well, you shouldn't have them on your phone,
I don't know if I want that. Do you have any worries about someone getting into the cloud out there and pulling down some nude Orianthis?
Right.
No.
There's just lots of photos of my dog, really.
He's not wearing pants, so.
he's not Pomeranian, you know.
Do you ever dress your dog in clothes?
I bought my dog's matching scowl sweaters. And they occasionally wear them.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a Pomeranian and a Bichon.
I think we talked about this last time, and you said, and I said, bring them in next time. And you said, I didn't know I could.
Well, no, I shouldn't bring them in because they're actually going to Australia next week.
They're named Brooklyn and Dante. She didn't bring them in.
Yeah, he's dressed. It's adorable.
So what's it like touring with Richie Sambora?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's a guitar fest. I mean, we just jam out. The first time we jammed, we played Voodoo Child. I think it went on for like 20 minutes. It's on YouTube. And we just rock out and have a lot of fun because I guess we have the same sort of blues background. You know what I mean? So it's We've written so many songs. I think close to like 50, you know, six songs, something like that.
You've written 50 songs together?
Yeah, 50 plus songs, yeah.
How long does it take? Like, maybe I asked you this before, but when you're sitting down with Richie or by yourself or whatever, how long does it take you to write a song?
Oh, it depends. You know, so
what's the quickest time you've ever written a song where you're like, that's done and it's awesome? It's
probably like half an hour. You know, that was my last record. And actually, the fastest song to write was What's It Gonna Be off Believe. For some reason, I just wrote that song like, really fast. And then How Do You Sleep on the last record was written.
You could
fast.
Leave me on an island with no distractions for 4 years, and I'd be like, I don't have anything, you guys. I don't know. Like,
I
don't have anything. Like, I have this paper. I didn't do anything. A half an hour to write a hit song. It's crazy.
So when you're sitting down writing music with Richie and having so much in common, is there any kind of chemistry there? I mean, you guys, as far as like writing chemistry, but is there like, you know, because you came in here and you were like doing your, you know, like tuning in and saying, let me do the sound check here. And you just did a couple riffs of stuff. And I was like, I'm in love with
falling in love, right.
Seriously,
right.
I am in love with you. Mm-hmm. Is there, you know, is it hard not to fall in love with somebody when you're looking in their eyes writing 50 songs?
Wow. Yeah, no, we get along really well, and we have great chemistry straight off the bat. As I said, you know, we met, and, you know, I met him through Alice Cooper in Maui. And, you know, since then, we're just hanging out all the time. And
if we were to hack into Richie Sambora's cloud, would we find any naked Orianthes? Oh, look at that face!
No.
Oh, my God! Oh, I stumbled across something right there.
Are we breaking news here? What's happening?
Oh, you probably find some nudes I sent to Richie Sambora a long time ago. No telling how many nudes he has.
Really quickly going back to when you look out into a crowd and you see just thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Do you always know ahead of time that it's packed? Somebody comes back and goes, it's packed tonight. Oh, it's great. Or are you ever like totally surprised? Like, I knew we were packed, but I had no idea it was like this.
Well, when you play the festivals, you know, it's a little easier because
you know how many tickets
there's
or
a huge crowd there, you know, before you get up and everything. But when you're playing your own show, you hope that people show up.
Right.
And that's for me. I always
get out. You're still worried about that.
All the time. You know, you get out there and you think, oh, I'm just really grateful that people show up.
Because you don't want to be like, and everybody, it's Orianthe.
Yeah, right?
This one's for you.
And you're like, oh, no.
Because you are here.
Oh, yeah. Just for you. No, it's just like, it's always surprising to me that people actually show up, you know. And it's awesome.
Well, show up at Morongo on Halloween night and see Orianthe play. The Women's International Music Network announced that you will co-host the 2015 She Rocks Awards.
Yeah,
nice.
What's that all about?
Well, it's about women in music and celebrating that. And I actually performed at the last award show, but they had it in the morning, and we played the AC/DC at like 8 a.m. So that was like.
Oh,
really loud, like, you know, from the show. It's a great award show. And I got the Inspire Award last time. Now we got like Mindy, who played with Aerosmith, and the Bangles are being honored, I'm pretty sure, which is going to be cool. And Sheila E., I think she's going to be there, a few other people. So,
who would you love to meet that you haven't met yet that you just idolize?
I was thinking about this the other day. I've not met Bonnie Raitt. I think she's amazing.
That could probably happen, Orianthe.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I don't know who else, really.
That's a good one.
Carrie Underwood.
You're kind of close. I mean, Bonnie Raitt. Like, Carrie. He's got the red beard and the white in the beard. I mean, you're getting close.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, got a little thing going on here. Yeah.
You know, I can't really think of anyone else at this point.
Well, Bonnie Raitt's a good one.
Yeah, I sort of met everyone and played with everyone.
You just did a duet with Steven Tyler, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah.
That's Heaven Is As Hell, right?
Yeah, that was on the deluxe version. We did
it's available now.
Last time you were
Sexy
in,
Bizarre. And you play, didn't we play a little bit of that when she was here? And it was, yeah, it was kick ass.
Yeah, that was a blast. I mean, you know, he kills it. He's like an insane singer, like truly.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be a lot of fun. I see like YouTube videos of him just random places where he sat down with the guy who has like bottles hanging from ropes, and he was playing like they're filled with water and they make different tones, and he sat down and he played Dream On the bottles, and this was some random person has it on video.
You
like,
know, somebody's like, that kind of looks like Steven Tyler. Tyler. Is that Steven Tyler?
Yeah. Dude, Bill Murray or Steven Tyler. You never know who's going to just show up and just do something crazy.
Right.
So you have your guitar on your lap, and it's something to see. They say one of the 12 greatest guitar players, females of all time. I'm like, 12? Are you kidding me? She's number one. She's sitting right here.
Yep.
Phenom. And if you get a chance to go to Morongo, do that. You can get tickets to the show, OrianthiMusic.com. And you brought in Dante and Brooklyn with you to help accompany you sing and do something.
Yeah, we actually toured together I think about 2 years ago with Alice Cooper. Yeah. And they just killed it. They would open.
And you were like, you're coming everywhere with me now.
Yeah, right? That's what I do. I call them up all the time. Come over.
Whatever works.
So what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a bit of Hendrix for you.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to bring my electric here, but we're going to try to rock out as much as we can with the acoustic. So.
All right.
This becomes, again, Orianthi Morongo, Halloween night, orianthimusic.com. Follow her on Twitter, too, at Orianthi.
Getting
here
a little preview.
Live in studio.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. It's just too much confusion, I can't get no relief. The businessmen, they drink my wine, climb and dig my earth. Never level on this line, nobody of his worth.
My God, this is the witness stand studio. Is it really happening right now?
That was incredible, you guys.
That was incredible. You have to go see Orianthi at Morongo on Halloween. OrianthiMusic.com for tickets and follow her on Twitter at Orianthi. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. And I have a special guest coming to the Morongo as well. So
surprise.
And then
Brooklyn and Dante going to be there?
Yeah, of course they're getting up.
And a special guest.
There's some special guests, yes.
Oh.
So Richie may show up.
Oh. It's going to be separate suites or one suite? I'm just wondering. Are you staying in Morongo?
Make sure you stay the night in
Morongo. Look at that face. I love that face.
She's in love.
Look at that little red face she gets.
It's hot in here.
It is. It's very hot
in
here.
You're in the hot seat, I think. Yeah.
Thank you, Orianthi. Definitely go see her at Morongo. We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.